Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello everyone, my name is Zakia Doyle and I am a graduate of the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology at UWI Cave Hill Campus. On this day, April 18th, 1959, a group of 13 ticket agents from Capital Airlines, led by Mr. Robert Anderson and his wife of Happiness Tours and Journeys International, embarked on a three-day familiarization trip to the beautiful island of Barbados. At the time, Happiness Tours was described as being one of the largest wholesale travel agents in the Midwestern United States. This tour was facilitated to launch and promote a joint venture between Happiness Tours, the British West Indies Airways, known locally as BWI, along with a number of US domestic airlines. The main intent of this venture was to connect destinations in the Caribbean, including Jamaica, Barbados, and Trinidad, with prospective visitors from the United States of America. Capital Airlines was specially invited to join this venture to connect the tourist market in the Midwestern United States with Caribbean destinations. As such, Capital Airlines would provide flights from the Midwest to Miami, where passengers would then take a connecting flight on BWI into the Caribbean. The group arriving in Barbados was here to acquaint themselves with the Caribbean, the various tourist attractions, and the flight experience on BWI. This was done so that they could provide accurate information about these destinations, including in-flight services provided on BWI to potential customers. After spending 3 days in Jamaica, they were greeted at Sewell Airport by Mr. John Kinch, then manager of BWIA, and his district sales managers, Cecil Ince and Robert Simmons. Afterwards, they were chauffeured to their hotels on the West Coast, which included the Colony Club, Coral Reef Club, and the Miramar. Their trip in Barbados was certainly an action-packed tour of the best Barbados has to offer. On day one, they toured various sightseeing spots in Barbados, including tours of the participating hotels. That evening, they were treated to a relaxing barbecue at the Colony Club. On day two, they journeyed into Bridgetown to enjoy some shopping. Later, they attended a luncheon at the St. Lawrence Hotel, where our very own Louis Lynch gave a lecture on the history of Barbados and its connections to the United States. Day three marked the end of their visit to Barbados, and they journeyed home to their hubs in the Midwest, bursting with memories of their short but very exciting visit to the region. Knowing what Barbados and the wider Caribbean has to offer, we can be assured that their trip was indeed a very happy journey.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.